Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Ray Dunaway and Jody Ambrosio is here. And so, you know, we'll be talking about, Joe, for probably the next at least 2 months.
Budget.
You got it, bro.
Budget. And we bring in one of our favorites, the Senate Republican leader pro tem, Senator Kevin Witkos. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So pretty long day on Friday at the Capitol with almost everybody except me and Ray there to talk about the governor's tax proposals. When you look at the grand scheme of things, Kevin, is this the type of thing where some things will be kept and some things were just put on there for discussion?
Yeah, Joe, you know, there are so many different things that are going to be taxed in the governor's budget. Some things that we'd be the first in the nation to tax that I think it's thrown out there. The governor wants to see what sticks, what people have an appetite for, and then move forward from there. But there was really no appetite from the 11 hours that we sat in hearing from most of the people that came forward to say no.
Senator, what were the – and the thing is, there are people on both sides. There are some people who want the money. They don't care, but the money. But what were the taxes that you thought that most people were objecting to if you're keeping score?
Well, I think a lot of the folks were talking about taxes on service providers. So for veterinarians,
accountants,
interior designers. There were a few people from travel agencies that were up there. Then there was a very limited number of folks that actually spoke in favor of the tax increases. And we got drilled down into it. And the reason why they were speaking in favor of them was because they didn't want their program cut.
Right, exactly.
So, right.
You know, rather than prioritizing, they said, we support the budget.
Let's take a look at some of these. Obviously, one thing that raised some people's hackles is the 1.5 cent per ounce tax on sweetened beverages.
Yeah.
Right, so 18 cents a can of soda will go up. A can of soda will go up 18 cents per can. And the other thing that, you know, was interesting was the new deposit, 25 cents on wine and liquor bottles and 5 cent nipper containers.
Come on!
That's in the budget.
That's not right!
Where are you going to return these things?
Well, and sometimes, bingo. I mean, sometimes we talk about this and we don't put the... Look, if I have to pay more for my Prosecco, I'm going to be pretty annoyed. Do we count that as a wine? I mean, it's a fine wine, but... You know, it just seems like we put things up there. And I don't blame the governor for doing it this way. Let's see what happens. And you know what? He seems like he's pretty sensible. If people raise a big ruckus about this, then maybe all those taxes don't go into effect.
Hey, Kevin, a question I would have, and this is like just basically the deposit you put down on soda bottles, plastic,
right,
whatever. You know, I think part of it is, okay, it's recycling, we're saving the earth, da-da-da-da-da. But, I mean, the point is, if you don't return them, guess who gets to keep the money?
Right, the state.
Yeah.
And you know, Ray, talk about saving the earth. Well, today in the Environment Committee, there's a public hearing on creating a carbon pollution council in the state, which would go to tax all home heating oil.
We need the dues, man. We need the dues.
You know, and that's the thing. We don't prioritize anything here in the state to some degree. We just continue everything that we have, and we just say how we're going to pay for it because, as you know, everything goes up, so we just need to raise taxes. And I just think that's the wrong direction for Connecticut. We're raising taxes on things that I don't think the average person even knows about, and eliminating tax exemptions on things. Did you know that as we're going into the spring season, when people start wanting to tend their gardens and start planting that, we're now going to tax vegetable seeds?
Yeah, we read that. Thankfully, I've never worked a day in the garden, so I'm not.
Nor have I.
You know, if they increase the fees to play 18 holes of golf,
uh-oh,
I'll be a little more miffed at that. But there is one. Isn't there some recreation thing in there, too?
Yeah, well, those are the YMCAs were in at the hearing the other day. They were, like, towards the end of the hearing, so they sat there for 11 hours. All of their summer camps, all of their programs are going to now be taxed as
what?
Proposed.
Oh,
absolutely.
Man.
That's a little tough. It's Kevin Witkos with us, the Senate Republican leader pro tem. The Progressive Caucus, which I know is on the other side of the aisle from you, said they'd like to see a 0.5% increase in the income tax on top income earners, which they claim would spare home goods and services from the elimination of the sales tax, and maybe they wouldn't need the sugary beverage tax. Is that a proposal that has any chance of getting through?
I don't think so, and I think Governor Lamont has made it very clear that he is not going to raise the income tax on the highest earners because they will leave the state of Connecticut. And just, you know, you have a few families that leave, and that will have a demonstrable impact on our revenue stream because that's how wealthy that they are. So we don't want those individuals to leave. We've got to make sure that we have a stable, reliable, and predictable government in Connecticut. And so right now I'm not 100% behind that idea that it's going to happen. But, you know, who knows until the very end of the day.
Kevin Witt goes with us. Hey, let's talk for a minute, Senator, by the way. Kevin Witt goes, what's this trade-in tax thing on used cars?
Well, right now you don't pay a tax on the value of the used car that you trade in, and they're looking to tax that now. So that'll really hurt the automotive industry and the state. And, you know, with the price, we already have a luxury tax, if you will, on new cars that are over $40,000, which you can't even buy a new car over under $40,000.
Not much.
So you're paying over 7.5% for that, and now we want to tax a car that you want to trade in. So and that really is a money grab.
Of all the things that the governor wants to tax, is there one or two that stick out to you as saying, hey, maybe it's not that bad of an idea?
Well, I think one of the things maybe at the end of the day, the plastic bags, you know, that's a 10-cent on the final use. Yeah. At the register because, you know, I see those littered across the highway, and that's something that you can control. So you can bring in your own bag to the grocery store and not have to pay that tax.
Right,
so,
exactly.
And that one, you know, while I don't like it, I think that's something that would be okay. Yeah. I think taxing e-cigarettes is a good thing.
Okay.
You know, the proposal to raise the age to 21.
Can we still legally use plastic straws? I know in Stonington you can't.
In the state, yes, we don't have a policy on that yet.
It's coming.
It should.
It's coming. Hey, by the way, the other thing is, but you know, Joe and I talked to Keith Faniff a lot and Mark Pazniokas and others, Christine Stewart. It's hard to find any place to cut, though, isn't it, Kevin? You've been there long enough.
No, there's things, Ray, that I think we have a duplication of things. And I think one of the things that the governor mentioned in his – he didn't mention it in his speech, but he had it in the books is to create an asset test. And I think that's something that will – reveal a lot of money that's available that people are involved in programs that really don't qualify because either they own too much, they might have owned two homes, you have a vacation house, but yet they're on state assistance. So those are the types of things that we can look at. But we need to grow our economy, and that I think that's what's often overshadowed. And, you know, all these tax increases are not going to grow our economy.
Yeah.
What's the next step, Kevin? Where do we go from here? What's the next legislative step of the process?
Well, once the public hearings are done, then we'll be voting bills out, and then they'll either go to the House of Representatives for a vote or to the Senate. The money committees, I serve on the tax side of it. We're due to vote out the end of May, and one day after the appropriations, the spending side of the committee votes their budget out. So we have a little ways to go. Unfortunately, most towns will have already adopted their budgets by the time we do ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's some harm in that, in because of one of the provisions that the towns will have to now pay into the teachers' retirement fund that they've never had to do before in the past. So that they're looking at that.
Okay. Well, we'll be talking to the first selectman of Lisbon later on this morning. Yes. We'll ask him if their budget is done.
We'll ask
Tom Sparkman. He's a nice guy.
All right. We'll tell
and
him.
And you are right. I heard you this morning. It is on the Rhode Island border.
I knew this.
Well, I knew that, too. I was kidding. It was in Portugal. I knew there's one there. So, Kevin Witko, state senator for Avon, Barkheimsted, and Canton, and the Senate Republican leader pro tem. Thanks for the time. We always appreciate it.
It's always great. 728.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.